Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. But it's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpets sound. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello and welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul, and welcome to the program from all over the world. And I sincerely mean that. It's such an honor. It's humbling to know so many people listen all over the country and around the world in nations like Japan, Australia, and Paris, and I mean France, all over. I want to thank you for taking time out of your evenings, your afternoons, whatever time it is where you are, to spend time with an old hillbilly preacher that tries to make sense of this nonsense that's going on scripturally and try to expose things that's evil, folks, all the time. Tonight we'll bring up a very special guest I got to speak to today for the first time. We end up talking for about a half an hour. What a pleasure to talk to a guy named Guy Mitchell. We're going to discuss what he talked about in a few minutes. Don't go away. In the meantime, a very important prayer request for a lady who was taking a stand for health freedom and exposing evil. And some of y'all may already know this. I found out last night that Dr. Carrie Madej was in a plane crash. Dr. Carrie had just got through testifying in court for a fellow medical freedom fighter, Dr. Paul Gosselin. She took off in a private plane with her boyfriend, Billy. Shortly after takeoff, the engine malfunctioned, and they crash landed in a nearby field. Now, Dr. Madej has several fractures, I understand, from Dr. Tim Penny, and five broken vertebrae, and I don't want all else. She just had surgery yesterday. And her boyfriend had a skull and back fractures. They're both blessed to be alive. But let's give them prayers, folks. I mean, both of them. Dr. Carrie is a very powerful young lady. It's just things that I don't know why it happened. I'd like to think it was an accident. But seeing what she's done and what she's put in the corner, I got to put people in the corner for the stand she's taken and actually caused them a lot of grief. I don't know that was an accident. It's hard to believe that they were there, landed the plane, went to meeting, got out, and the plane malfunctioned. So that's what happened. I don't know what all happened with that, but it's just keep Dr. Carrie and her boyfriend, Billy, in your prayers, please. She's right now, in terrible pain and probably going through things you and I can't even imagine. So just keep it in prayers, please. Anyway, don't forget also, we're going to Bible study this weekend at 10:30 a.m. We start with prayer requests, testimony times, and just a time of sharing before we go into anything really deep. So if you want to join us at 10:30, you can. You can go to our website, pastorbutch.com, and find live stream right on the homepage there. Click on that 10:30, and there we will be, Lord willing. If you don't have a computer, you can listen on the phone by going to 339, by calling 339-209. 5013. 339-209-5013. I want you to join us if at all possible. And don't forget, we're offering a special on the books I've written. The last three written were written as volumes, 1, 2, and 3 of Words of Wisdom, Instruction from God's Word. We're selling all three of them now, folks, at below what it cost me, $15. I'm going to put all three volumes in one book next time I'm getting printed. And the other three books are written. You can get all six of them, folks, for $35 if you want it while they last. I'm making some rearrangements, and then maybe Lord will leave me to write another one soon. But I want to make this offer to you while you can. $35 for all six of the books. That includes shipping. And the T-shirts that we're doing a clearing on now. I'll get in trouble for this, from Marcia and Crystal for letting it go way below the cost. But these T-shirts are beautiful T-shirts. If you have enough courage to wear them, the lion without a mask and the sheep wearing a mask. The scripture tells us in 1 Timothy that God did not give us a spirit of fear. Heading up top of it says no fear. It still fits for the day, folks. I still see people wearing those cotton picking masks and trusting they'll do something to help them when they're still doing just the opposite. $10, folks, any size while they last. Call while you can. And I hope you'll take advantage of that very quickly. I really do. And make mention one more thing. REM sleep, we still have some REM sleep left, but it's going out here in bunches now. If you like the product, and I do, I use it all the time. Every night I take a couple of REM sleep, and it really helps me relax. It don't make you sleep. It lets you sleep. It relaxes you. They're still available if you call quickly and order them, and you can get as many as you want while they last, but please don't wait because it's not me I'm left, and I can get no more. Once they're gone forever as far as I know. 800-777-4403. 800-777-4403 or 304-846-4448. 304-846-4448. Hope you'll call and tell Lisa what you want. Use a credit card, debit card, our address and send a check, money, or whatever. Get them while you can. And this weekend, by the way, will be another prophecy teaching from the New Testament. That's what I do. That's who I am. I take current events, go to the scriptures, and tell you where we are in time in line with the Word of God. Now, I don't predict the future as far as the dates or anything. No, I wouldn't do that. I don't do that. That's not right. But I can tell you where we are and tell you pretty much what's coming next because it's all in the Scripture. So join us if you can. Now, our guest tonight is a gentleman named Guy Mitchell. He has written a book that I think some of y'all are going to want to hear about. He's exposing the global warming fraud. Now, this man is well-educated way beyond this topic. But tonight we're going to discuss this global warming hoax that's cost so many billions and trillions of dollars of taxpayers' money, not only here but around the world, and more control on our economy. The businesses that run this nation are being controlled because they want to save the planet using technology that doesn't work, can't work, and shutting down businesses because of it. And people are suffering because of this hoax. And the guy Mitchell, you're
here. Yes, sir.
It is good to have you, sir, and I want you to come in and make yourself to home, kick off your shoes and stay a while, and share with us what's on your mind tonight, okay? But first, tell the folks about who Guy Mitchell is, what you've done for a living, and just a little bit of bio, then we'll get into what you want to talk about.
Okay, thank you, Pastor Butch. Well, I was born in a small town in Alabama about 73 years ago, and my folks moved to Birmingham when I was 10 years old, and I was educated in the public school system in Birmingham, Alabama. Went to the University of Alabama, and I studied mechanical engineering, and I graduated with a degree in mechanical engineering in 1972. And I majored in thermodynamics, which is essentially the movement of heat, but of course had a lot of mechanical engineering is the most diverse curriculum in the engineering discipline, and so I studied a lot of different fields. And after I graduated, I worked for about 3 years as shift foreman and a maintenance foreman in a coal-fired power plant. After that, later in my career, I was superintendent of a plant in a steel mill in East Chicago, Indiana, for about 5 years. And then I was transferred with my company to Saudi Arabia, where I was the general manager of a construction materials business in Saudi Arabia. After that, I moved back to the States, and I was a senior vice president of the same company for about 5 or 6 years, and I left to start my own business, Mitchell Industries, and that's about 26 years ago. And our wholly owned operating subsidiary is DeShazo, and we're a leading manufacturer of heavy-duty industrial overhead cranes that are used in steel mills, automotive plants, paper mills, manufacturing facilities. And then we design and manufacture automated equipment using robotics. In addition, we've got about 25 offices, regional offices around the country where we service any maker model of overhead crane. So I've had a lot of different experiences in my career, and it's kind of an interesting story about how I got started on this journey to study and later to write this book on global warming.
Well, I'll tell you what, now you're still active, you're still full-time working then. I mean, you're doing this plus still working.
Well, I actually recently retired. I was the chairman of the company, and my son's running the company in Birmingham now. And so I'm in a position where I can offer advice, but people don't seem to pay a lot of attention to it. But the good news is I'm not responsible for it. So I'm in a pretty good place, actually.
Well, you've certainly lived a busy life and somewhat diverse life in what you've done, and you learn from your experience.
Yeah.
I'm sure you've learned a lot about different lot of things, including fire fuel plants and what they were used for. Now, so you started investigating the idea, being your background on thermodynamics, you started looking into the fraud of the global warming. For what reason?
Yeah, well, it's kind of funny. This almost been 5 years ago. I was at a dinner party at a friend's house here in the North Carolina mountains, and a friend of mine was a professor at a local university. And during dinner, as we were seated at a table, I asked him, I said, well, what are the challenges to teaching the kids of today in college? And he responded by saying, well, you know, some of them just won't accept the truth about certain issues. And I said, well, what would those issues be? And he said, well, global warming, for example, and that 97% of the world's scientists believe that man has caused global warming. So I was seated at a table, including him, of about eight people, and I didn't say anything when he said that to me, because since I'd majored in thermodynamics, I understood that, you know, basic principles of heat transfer, the Earth is at about 288 degrees Kelvin, and background radiation in space is about 2 degrees Kelvin, so heat's going to flow out to space. But I didn't say anything, and so he looked at me and he said, well, gosh, surely you believe that, like 97% of the world scientists, that man's caused global warming. And I had not really been paying a lot of attention to the subject. My interest in science had been elsewhere. And so I didn't respond, and after it was over, for some reason, I decided that I would just investigate that claim, and in doing so, found out that it was absolutely not true, that the people that had written this, if you will, a paper, it really wasn't a scientific study, had sent out a survey request and asked these climate scientists if they believe man had caused global warming, and 66% of the people that they surveyed didn't respond to the survey. Did not respond. And only 32% did. 32% about, you know, said, well, we think man's caused global warming. 1% who responded said they weren't sure, and so they divided 32 by 33 and came up with 97. And they disregarded the 66% that didn't respond. So it was a dishonest representation of this survey.
Don't you just love modern math?
Yeah, and it's immediately the day after these folks had published this finding, and it was structured like it was a research paper, but it was not peer-reviewed, and it didn't conform to the basic requirements for research. But the day after, President Obama tweeted and said, 97% of the world scientists believe that man has caused global warming and it's dangerous. And even these folks didn't say it was dangerous. They just tried to claim that 97% had said they believed it. So when I read that and I realized how fraudulent that was, then for some reason I was fascinated by the fact that this was all bogus, and I started to do an investigation, and I surveyed all of the world's major science associations, like the British Royal Society, the French Academy of Sciences, the Chinese Academy of Sciences, the Russian Academy of Sciences, and then major universities like Oxford and Cambridge, and to see what they said about global warming. And most of them said, well, we need to study the subject because there's really not a lot known about it. And when I saw that, and actually the Chinese said they didn't believe in global warming, and the Russians said they thought it was that we were going to have global cooling within the next 30 or 40 years. So then
I want to interject something very quickly. When I was in school back in the 50s and 60s, seriously, back when I was in school, they were predicting a global cooling 50s and 60s.
Absolutely. Yeah. One of the key proponents of the global warming hypothesis was a man by the name of Dr. Steven Snyder. Dr. Snyder was well-educated. He was a Stanford professor. And in the 70s, he was a major proponent. He actually published a scientific paper along with a colleague where they predicted that the Earth could see an ice age by 2020. And that the temperature would increase by, I think it was maybe 4 or 5 degrees Celsius, maybe a little more. And then when he realized he'd made an error in his study, he withdrew the paper, did some calculations, made some different assumptions, and said, well, we're not going to have global cooling, we're going to have global warming. And he ended up being a major proponent from a science standpoint for what now we have is the global warming hypothesis. So it's come full circle, and the question, of course, is the science behind the current theory about global warming, does it shake hands with, agree with what are the proven first principles of science in the relevant fields? And the answer to that question is a resounding no. What I did was, after I investigated what the world's scientific organizations and universities thought, I began to do research myself, and I joined about 3 or 4 different scientific associations, and I began to query the subject of global warming, and I got all the research papers I could get on it. I read it. I realized I needed to educate myself in a couple of fields with which I was not familiar in any depth, that's spectroscopy and quantum mechanics. Spectroscopy deals with the emission and absorption of radiation, electromagnetic radiation, by all matter. And then quantum mechanics deals with what happens at the atomic level when a photon is absorbed by a CO2 molecule. You see, the basic premise behind this fraudulent global warming hypothesis is that a CO2 molecule that's emitted by a power plant or emitted by an internal combustion engine or some other device that burns fossil fuel goes into the atmosphere, and then it sits there and it absorbs what are called long wave infrared radiation, the radiation that the Earth emits as it cools, primarily at night, and all matter emits long-wave infrared radiation. But so you know, when I started to study the global warming hypothesis that's put forward by the UN Intergovernmental Panel for Climate Change, the IPCC, I very quickly learned that it was flawed in so many respects. And then I found a number of scientific research conducted by actually a fellow here in the U.S. who's a brilliant guy who ended up collaborating with me on my book and made a great contribution with respect to the science part, Dr. Roy Clark out in California. He attended Oxford and got a master's in chemical physics and then attended the University of Sussex in England. So he helped me, but I read a number of research papers that very clearly indicated that the addition of CO2 in the atmosphere resulted in just a very small amount of heat flux that's generated back toward the Earth. And the bottom line is that that small amount of heat can have no effect on the Earth's climate. It was, the science is absolutely fraudulent, and it's intended to deceive people in order to, in this case, with the UN, further funding for climate research.
Sure.
And
it's all about money.
What they want to do is they want to transfer wealth from the developed nations like the United States.
Sure.
And Western Europe to the developing nations to address what they view to be socioeconomic inequalities.
And they're doing it.
And they've got various vehicles to do it. You know, one of the major ones is trading of carbon credit.
Yep, they're doing it. I'll make one comment here too. They started what we know as chemtrails. They said they don't want to help cool the Earth. When they finally admitted they were there, the chemtrails, mm-hmm. of course, are emitting very poisonous articles for animal, for all of us, plants, animals, both, and people, too, of course. But they did it to lower the global warming. Another excuse to do these things that when they finally admitted they were actually spraying, it was for our own good. So another hoax perpetrated on another hoax. They're just multiplying it. But now with the scientists like you that are really well known as far as they have the knowledge and they're well known throughout the world, a lot of them, they're denying global warming, but apparently they're not making any headway with the news media because no one's listening to them.
Well, and a big part of it is Pastor Butch is the money. At the end of the day, as I write in my book, Global Warming, The Great Deception, the subtitle is The Triumph of Dollars and Politics Over Science and Why You Should Care. And what's happened is that when the Kyoto Protocol, which Al Gore was instrumental in negotiating, was signed in 1998. Vice President Gore signed it on behalf of the U.S., and President Clinton signed it. They never submitted it to the Senate for ratification because they knew the Senate wouldn't approve it. But it went into effect in 2005, and it ran for 7 years. And during the time that the Kyoto Protocol was in force, emissions of CO2 worldwide increased by 32%. And the novel thing that the Kyoto Protocol did, and it precedes the Paris Climate Accord, which is Mr. Biden recently recommitted the U.S. President Trump had pulled out, but President Biden recommitted this. But basically, what the Kyoto Protocol did was establish the concept of trading carbon credits. And the concept of cap and trade, where a country is given a cap of the amount of CO2 that they can emit, and if that cap gets exceeded, then what a country or what carbon emitters within that country can do, and that's usually what happens, is they can go buy carbon credits to offset their emissions. Well, obviously, that's not reducing CO2 emissions.
Sure, sure.
But what it is doing is enriching global investment firms that sell these carbon credits.
You know, the root of all evil is the love of money. And that's what we're seeing here. But now they're going to start maybe fining us for it because we leave too big of a carbon footprint in our work or our business or our pleasure.
Yeah.
So they're going to start taxing us on this as individuals also, are they not?
Well, you know, one of the things that is currently one of the cases that deals with your home state that's before the Supreme Court of the United States at this minute, and they may issue a decision in the next 30 or 60 days, has to do with a suit that the state of West Virginia filed, as well as some companies, against the Environmental Protection Agency, the EPA. And the cause for action there is that the plaintiffs, in this case, the state of West Virginia and many others have joined suit by. In addition, I should add, like, Alabama, Mississippi, Wyoming, I mean, a lot. I think there are 19 co-plaintiffs. But their cause for action is that the EPA has overstepped their authority to try to control carbon dioxide or carbon emissions, further the climate agenda that the Biden administration is pursuing. And I think that the Supreme Court is going to decide, much like they did in the case of Roe versus Wade, that this is a decision that has to be handled by states or by the legislators and not by dictate by some agency like the what the Environmental Protection Agency, of course, was proposing is very strict limits for carbon emissions that CO2 that would either have to be met by shutting down coal-fired plants and putting wind and solar plants in the power grid, or else the power plants would have to pay a substantial fee is a carbon tax, or perhaps by carbon offsets, carbon credits, from global investment banks to, achieve a net neutral status, which is kind of humorous because it doesn't cut the CO2 emissions.
Well, first off, the EPA cannot make laws. They're not a lawmaking body.
Right.
You're right, there's no authority there. And we're going to break. Folks, better to break, take phone calls. If you have any questions for Guy Mitchell, give us a call. What a hot topic. 844. And I don't mean that. I didn't mean that as a pun. I mean, anyway.
A hot topic it is. More ways than one.
844-769-2944.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
5 years ago, I had such chronic back pain that at one point I bought 3 mattresses within an 18-month period, hoping to relieve my lower back pain. I was only 40, and I hiked daily along with eating a fairly healthy diet. I was not overweight and didn't really have a reason for my back pain. As soon as I started using 3 sprays of Synergy One each morning, the pain immediately went away, and I've never had it again. I also use Synergy One before bed for a better night's sleep. Whenever my mom has back pain, I remind her to use Synergy One. Sure enough, she's all better after using it. I've probably given over 10 bottles away to friends with back pain. I take it when I travel and never miss a day.
Raising growth hormone levels to a more youthful level consistently results in deeper sleep, better energy and mood, fat loss, and the elimination of pain through the repair of injuries. Synergy One is guaranteed to improve the health of your body or your money back. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit synergisticuniverse.com.
Many experts and prophets say the great food shortage is coming in a few months. Most long-term food storage companies charge $9,000 to $10,000 for one person for 1 year. Joseph Kitchen does it not for half that price or a third that price, but go to Joseph Kitchen and get long-term emergency food for about $1,000 per person per year. We'll show you how to take the wheat, like in the days of Joseph the Pharaoh, grind it in 30 seconds, put it into a bread machine, push a button, 2 hours, 20 minutes later, you have a nice, hot, nutritious loaf of whole wheat bread. It'll cut your food costs, and many say it's very delicious and nutritious. There is not one food a human can live on, but whole wheat bread may be the closest. If you go to Joseph's Kitchen, use the promo code BUTCH, you'll get a $50 discount, and it helps call to decision. That's Joseph's Kitchen, promo code BUTCH, for a $50 discount on what might be the cheapest and maybe the best thing to eat. JosephKitchen.com, promo code BUTCH.
Hi, folks. Pastor Butch Paul here. I'm certain that I don't need to tell y'all we're living in unstable times, or as the Bible says, perilous times. We're starting to see shortages of many products in America, cars, clothing, furniture, and even food. We can't do much about the cars, clothing, and furniture, but we can with the food, simply by calling Demand of Foods, the best in store foods bar none. They have a shelf life over 25 years, are great tasting, no GMOs, no chemical preservatives, no aspartame or high fructose corn syrup, and no MSGs. Give Demand a call at 888-597-0775. That's 888-597-0775. Or go to Nemana.com. Mention the Pastor Butch sent you and get a 10% discount. That's 888-597-0775. You'll be glad you did.
Are you paying an arm and a leg for a healthy alternative lifestyle? Are you tired of products not meeting your expectations? Is it becoming harder for you to have faith in restoring your body to the temple it began as? I know your struggle is real, and I'd be honored to help you and those you care about feel better and thrive. With organic ingredients and no fillers made right here in our own country, many of which are wild-crafted right here in the mountains of Montana, we at Superior Mountain Herbs are blessed to be able to get you the best herbal products with no hassles or misleading information. Truth and transparency is what you get with us. For a free list of products available to hear this month's special as well, please call Summer at 406-274-7579 or email me at green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com. That's green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com.
There's a lot of talk all over the internet these days about the remarkable benefits of carbon 60, and baby boomers are especially excited about it. Whatever generation you're in, if you want more energy, better health, and a boost in vitality, we invite you to try Gresca's Carbon 60, a stunning development in free radical destruction. Being much smaller in size than conventional antioxidants derived from fruits and vegetables, it is far more bioavailable to quickly mend the toxin-crippled cells in your body. Gresca's Carbon 60 is the only C60 product that is made without the use of undesirable solvents. The only one. Gresca's Carbon 60 was developed by a brilliant NASA carbon scientist, and 95% report positive results from this Nobel Prize-winning technology in just 4 days. Visit C-60.com. That's C-60.com or call 720-600-6040.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cedarstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. This is a war. Hear me what I'm saying. Pick up your sword and shield. Get on the battlefield. Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
All right, folks, we're back
Jim, I talked to Guy Mitchell about his book, and we're going to tell you in a minute how you can get a copy of this book, and I would highly advise you do this, not just for yourself, but I'm going to tell you, especially if you homeschool your children, or even in public school, they need it even worse than there, but if you homeschool, and talk about a school, homeschooling product that you can use to teach the children the truth about creation and what's here. So you just hang on, give the number to call, or somewhere you can find the books, and just don't go away. And the lines are open at 844-769-2944. Again, we're talking to Guy Mitchell about a very interesting topic that we've all been lied to for so long that most of the world now is buying the lie because they've been told by scientists it's true, just like we're about the COVID hoax, and on it goes. So, folks, sometimes you got to look at what they call science and look behind it and make sure they're telling you the truth, because they will lie to you for the sake of a dollar. And as I said before the break, the EPA guy has no authority. They cannot issue laws on anything. And the Supreme Court might find that to be true and rule that. That's great. But they have no authority. They're not a Congress. They're not a body of a government at all. They're a corporation. They're literally a corporation. Maybe run by government, but they're a corporation. They're a for-profit corporation, and they're in business. But now, isn't carbon needed to support life on this earth?
Absolutely. Yeah, the funny thing about all this, if you can call it funny, and if it weren't so serious, it would be, is that CO2, well, the carbon atom has been the friend of man for millennia. The first man burned wood in a campfire to release the energy that was stored in that wood as a result of photosynthesis. And photosynthesis is a process where all living plant matter around the world absorbs carbon dioxide, CO2, and emits oxygen, which we need to breathe. Right. So it's a critical process for human, animal, and plant life, and obviously for agriculture. So CO2 is an essential compound in order to promote life on Earth. It's very basic.
Is it not true that this is a closed atmosphere, that there's only so much of it that can be made? And is this an unending growing process? I mean, but I always thought that the atmosphere was more or less a sealed mechanism by our God for certain reasons.
Well, in our atmosphere on Earth, we have what are called fixed gases. The atmosphere in the lower atmosphere is comprised of 78% of nitrogen molecules, 21% of oxygen molecules, and then about 0.9% of argon molecules. So that ratio is the same whether you're in Beckley, West Virginia, or whether you're in Uzbekistan, or whether you're in, Beijing, China. Now, there are two variable gases, and they are CO2, carbon dioxide, and H2O, water vapor. And the carbon dioxide can be produced basically in two ways. You can have natural causation, where when a volcano erupts, it emits CO2. It can also, you have CO2 emitted in the ocean. If the ocean floor that gets vented from the earth, and then CO2 can be produced when you have wildfires around the earth that the products of combustion of trees and other plant material that gets burned produces CO2, and then of course you have man-made CO2, but The whole system is part of what's known as the carbon cycle. And the carbon cycle involves plant photosynthesis, which I just described.
Right.
And then, certainly of a probably greater volume, because no one really has quantified the carbon cycle, is the fact that the ocean, which covers 71% of the Earth's surface, absorbs and emits carbon dioxide. And so it's a very complicated cycle. No scientist knows how much the ocean absorbs and emits of CO2, or how much plant matter absorbs and emits CO2 in photosynthesis. So this is all a natural process that, you know, I'm of the view that nature or the creator has designed all this to work, and it's the height. You know, man has always placed himself at the center of the universe. And so this, the idea that man could have an effect on our climate is the height of hubris, of pride. So I find it interesting.
That's his arrogance beyond word, but that's man in a nutshell, is it not?
That's right. That's, you know, exactly,
it's
right.
It's amazing, like I said, to me that we are so naive to fall for these things. The folks, if you have any comments, love to hear from you. That's what we're here for, at 844-769-2944. So with all that you've done, are we gaining any ground?
You know, I hope so, Pastor Butch. I have been fortunate enough to speak to people in radio interviews around the country. And I think that people are beginning to realize that this issue is a very serious issue. You know, for a while, it was sort of a fringe issue that only climate scientists and extremists in the environmental movement tended to try to push. But I think what has brought it to the forefront is the actions that President Biden has taken in his administration. Shortly after he assumed office, the first thing he did was cancel the permit for the Keystone XL pipeline.
Right.
And then the next thing he did was to freeze the leasing of deposits in the Alaskan National Wildlife Anwar, the reserve. And so what happened, that had a chilling effect on the energy sector in the United States. And then he signed an executive order on December the 8th, 2021, that declared that the electric grid, the power grid in the United States, would be carbon neutral by 2035. Well, there's 60% in 2021, 60% of electricity in the United States was generated by fossil fuel plants. So it's not possible. If I told you you had an unlimited amount of money, you couldn't replace 60% of the fossil fuel generation in this country.
No.
By 2035. I mean, you came back, the last nuclear plant was approved in 2012.
Well, you know,
I mean, that was 30 years.
Yes, I understand that. And think about, this is a fact. And folks, this is a fact. You cannot replace fossil fuels and with the capacity they have to produce energy for us, no matter how much wind power you have or how much solar you have, you can't do it. It cannot produce enough energy to run this nation the way we used to it. Well, there's nothing wrong, folks, with some backup like that. If you want to bring the shore, I understand that. I run a little bit of power off a solar system, keep everything kind of cold during a blackout or whatever. But you can, I've checked into this. I really have. I've actually called and checked in these places and said, well, we'll get you energy independent with solar. No way can I afford what they're asking for. It's worth as much as my house.
Well, the problem is that, as we found out in Texas last year when they had the extreme weather, solar and wind are vulnerable to severe environmental conditions.
That's right.
And, you know, they have a place. I am not an opponent
of solar or
wind,
yes,
electric generation. But we have to understand that, you know, they're less reliable. And so if you wanted to replace the fossil fuel, you'd still have to have backup, because when the sunshine gets obscured by clouds, and the solar voltaic cells don't get charged. They can't charge the battery. Or when the wind doesn't blow, then you got a problem. And so it's a lack of good. It's a lack of understanding of scientific principles and the application of good engineering principles to the composition of the electric power grid. We've got one of the most reliable power grids, although it's degrading, one of the most reliable power grids in the world. And the idea that we would compromise it would just have a devastating effect on our economy.
It's already started. It truly had. And as you said, it's falling apart because we haven't kept up the infrastructure for whatever reason. I don't know what the reasons are. I'm not getting into all that. But there's reasons why it's falling apart. And folks, again, I can't believe nobody's calling us questions. 844-769-2944. I know somebody's thinking, wait a minute now, guy. We know there have been record highs of the last few years, record highs here and there. And from what I can understand, there may be a record high from time to time. But nothing that hasn't been before. It's been before.
No, and I address the issue. You know, the subject that you're referring to is what's often called empirical evidence of global warming, and it goes like this. Well, reached 100 and so many degrees in Yuma, Arizona the other day, or the Arctic ice is melting. But the fact of the matter is, I address this in one of the chapters of my book. The weather pattern is with extremes is no different than it has been for the last 100 years. And sea levels are not rising differently than they've done historically. The polar ice is extent, if you will, the amount of polar ice is directly related to what's known as the Atlantic Multidecadal Oscillation. Basically, what that is the Atlantic Ocean and the North Atlantic Basin. The temperature every 60 years, it flips. It gets either 2 degrees Celsius warmer or cooler. And that's what melts the ice, and then it reforms as the temperature drops. And so all of these are the result of natural causation, and they're natural cycles. And so there is no evidence, empirical evidence whatsoever. We have record yields of grain harvest. We don't have more severe droughts. We don't have more severe hurricanes. We don't have any of the factors that proponents of the global warming hypothesis might claim. They just don't stand up under close scrutiny.
Well, we got a call. We'll take this in a couple minutes here. But do you ever get called in by any, we'll say, professional groups that are wanting your input on this, and they're really willing to listen to you?
Well, you know, it's interesting. This book, Global Warming, The Great Deception, was published on Amazon.com on January the 4th of this year. So it's just really now beginning to get some attention in the media.
Okay.
I've got a seminar scheduled in September of this year where I'm going to speak to a group about it. So it's just beginning to, the word's just beginning to get out. And part of the reason is the mainstream media will not address it. I mean, you know, they will not, just like they refuse to broadcast the news with respect to, for example, Hunter Biden's laptop and some of the other issues that go against the narrative that they want to promote. They are not going to, they're not going to publicize anything that would question the global warming narrative.
They're not going to do it. And very quickly, before we go phone calls, tell folks how to get your book.
Okay, you can go get it published. You can go to Amazon.com, and if you put in the search engine, Global Warming, The Great Deception, by Guy Mitchell. It'll come up, and you can get the book in either an ebook form or a paperback. And I think by the end of the week, we finally got the hardcover published, so it ought to be available. It's on Amazon.com, and the title is Global Warming, The Great Deception.
And if people don't have computers, a lot of people listen to my broadcast do not have computers, is there another thing called to order the book with a credit card or something?
You know, I'll tell you the honest truth. I don't know, Pastor Butch. And
okay.
I wish that, you know, I wish it could be available in a number of different venues, but we're just now getting it out and trying to promote it. And hopefully maybe we'll get it in some bookstores as time goes on.
And how much is your paperback copy?
Paperback is $24.95. The ebook is $9.95.
And does that include shipping?
No, sir. I don't believe that includes shipping. I think Amazon, I haven't bought one. Well, I actually bought a bunch of them when they came out, but I think the shipping is maybe a couple, $3 or something like that.
Okay, so roughly $27.95 will get a book, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, now, the reason I'm saying that is if somebody wants a copy and they want to get it through the ministry, is it possible they send me the money and I send it to you, you mail them a copy of the book? Is that possible?
I'll tell you what, if you want some, I'll be glad to ship you some, and then if you have listeners that want to buy them, they can get them from you.
Well, folks, that's a good deal. All right, if you want a copy of the book, you can call us and get it. And if you see whatever you think's fair, Guy, we'd appreciate it. And we'll try to give you a good deal on them, folks.
And I'll even sell them at a discount to you, Pastor Butch, just because I know you're interested in trying to get the truth out about this subject and some other subjects as well.
Well, you let me know what I need to do, and we'll go from there. Again, folks, if you want a copy, it will say $27.95, including shipping, but we may get a little discount, so we'll let you know on that, a book you should get. Let's go first to call. Let's go to Ohio. Let's talk to Bruce. Bruce, come on in. Welcome.
Hello, Pastor Butch.
Hello.
Hello, Pastor Butch. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. I can hear you. Come on in. Yes, sir.
I got an article I want to ask Guy about this.
Sure.
Joe Biden plans to take millions of cars off the road. He wants to take us off our gas-powered vehicles and put them on trains and other forms of public transit. They want us all moving into the cities. They don't want people out in rural areas. Is this what this is all about, part of it?
You know, it's a good question. I think I would like to think that the Biden administration has thought through the ramifications of this policy, but I'll tell you, I don't think they have. I was telling Pastor Butch perhaps at the break, but, you know, I've forgotten how many vehicles I actually researched. I mean, there are 124 billion gallons of gasoline that were burned in 2021. And President Biden has said that by 2030, he wants half of the vehicles on the road to be electric vehicles. And quite frankly, I'm not an opponent of electric vehicles. I think that electric vehicles have a place, particularly in large urban areas where
how could our grid support all that?
That's an important issue. If we change from powering cars with internal combustion engines and gasoline, and add more load to the grid, you're certainly not going to be able to serve it with wind and solar.
No. So see, it's a catch-22. You'll be using fossil fuel, which is a catch-22. So, I understand. Yeah. Go ahead, Guy, very quickly.
Oh, I just going to say you'd have to have more capacity on the electric grid to be able to handle those cars.
And that means more solar fossil fuel being burned to do that. I'm not a friend of electric cars, a lot of reasons. We'll discuss them later on. Let's go to Mick in New Mexico. Mick, come on in. You got about 30, 40 seconds. Go ahead.
Okay. Hey, Butch, let's figure about the thing called fossil fuels. Ain't no such thing. The Earth is one giant refinery.
Yeah, okay.
And well,
so
of course.
Whether it's been modified with this HARP device.
Okay. All right. Any comments on that, Guy?
I'm sorry, but I didn't understand the last sentence.
He said this whole thing has been remodified with HARP, H-A-R-P. I'm sure you heard of that, H-A-R-P.
I have not. I'm sorry. I'm not familiar with that acronym. What does that stand for?
What's that say? I can't remember the whole acronym.
H-A-A-R-P.
Right.
I read the book by Nick Bajic.
It's entitled "Angels Don't Play This Harp," but it has to do with weather modification in Alaska, and they've been doing it for years.
Well, when you look at the science about what happens when more CO2 gets, when the concentration of CO2 goes from 280 parts per million to about 410, and that's where it is now, it has absolutely no effect on the Earth's climate. And so the combustion of fossil fuels, whether in cars, internal combustion engines, or whether in their power plants, or whether in other applications, they have absolutely no effect on the environment. So any program that tries to promote the reduction of fossil fuels is not based on solid science.
Okay. Mick, good call. Got to jump around that time. Good call. Thanks for the point. Good point. Yeah, I'm not a fan of electric cars for a lot of reasons. One of them, of course, is we don't have the means right now to even begin to power the many cars. And Trump wants to put a charging station every 50 miles on federal highways. what are you going to do if you run out of fuel trying to get to the charging station? Now, this right now is insane to try to do this, especially all at once. You cannot reverse this overnight. This is impossible.
Well, I think that's a very important and insightful comment. Over time, I think we can integrate wind and solar into our power grid. They certainly do not need to play the majority role in generating power.
I agree.
But, I think primarily where they can serve a purpose is individual homes and perhaps small businesses. But you have to have backup line power. I mean, you can have solar voltaic panels that can help supply energy for electricity for your home or business, but you're still going to have backup power.
You have to.
We don't need to throw the baby out with the bathwater.
That's exactly right.
That's the point here.
Now, folks, if you want to copy the book through us, just write and say, I want to wear the book. $27.95 as of right now. I'll find what the discount's going to be. But if you want a copy, let me know, and I'll get a hold of Guy, and we'll go from there. And Guy Mitchell, thank you for your work, for your courage, for your dedication. You're fighting uphill battle, but I appreciate you. Thank you.
Well, thank you, Pastor Blitz. I appreciate you having me on the show.
We'll be in touch, okay?
Yes, sir.
Okay, all right. Folks, we'll see you tomorrow night. We're going to talk to Daniel Tomlinson tomorrow, who is with Compass Care, one of the abortion or the pro-life clinics that have been bombed in the last couple of weeks. 60 of them so far, and no one arrested. See y'all there.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.